terrified. Oh, that was so funny. This is so true that, you know, that's where we got the will from. Anyway, so there are such a thing as ghosts. Anyway, next question. How do you explain mass deaths from events like nature disaster wars in terms of karma and laws of causality? In Western world, people easily attribute karma to any negative event that happens to a person. For example, effects and results appear purely on karma. Are there any dominant forces other than karma? Yes, of course. People were asking that question with MH370. Why did all those people die at the same time? The reason is why all those people died at the same time, because they all checked in on the same flight. That's the reason why. It's not karma. They didn't sort of, you know, all do the same bad thing together in a group the lifetime before. So these things happen. You know, we can die at any time. Now, seriously, the great master Ajahn Chah, one of his stories was that one of his disciples, a young man, was drafted into the Thai army. He had a draft, and you know, if your number came up, you had to join. And you know, Thailand wasn't at war with anyone, but they still had skirmishes on the borders. And unfortunately, he was on border patrol, and he got shot at and badly wounded. Now, he survived, but he was quite badly injured. So when he recovered and he went to see his teacher, Ajahn Chah, he asked him, why did this happen to me? Why did I get shot? What karma did I do to receive a bullet? And Ajahn Chah said, that's very easy to explain. The karmic cause of you getting shot was that you joined the army. That's what happens when people join the army. They get shot at and you shoot at other people. So that, and some of you will get shot and wounded. That's the karma. So what is the reason why people get cancer? It's because they get born. When you're born and enter this human life, you can die of so many different causes. If you could only read the contract next time before you're born, it will say in the small print at the end, you can die at any time from any disease, or you can die in sort of a plane crash, you can die in a car crash, you can die in all sorts of different ways. That is part of the contract of being a human being. So when it says, why did these people die altogether? Because they were born. And some of us will die together, some of us will die separately. Some of us will die alone, some of them in company of our friends and relations. That's the nature of our life. But we can't say why it is that some people sort of die of cancer, why some people die of car accidents, why some people die in aircraft disasters. That's not karma. That is just what happens, almost say like chance. Not determined. Who knows?